CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hello, hello, what's going on? I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt.
And Danielle Dubois.
And we are here for a brand new year.
Here for a new year.
Happy New Year, y'all. It is the day, the second day of 2021. Things are already going better.
Things are looking up.
Things are looking beautiful. We are happy. We are excited. And it is our first show of 2021. So we are very excited. We hope you guys had so much fun on New Year. Danielle, did you do your normal boozy brunch?
We did. We had fun, but we were safe and we were sound and nobody got too crazy this year, which is, I guess, I don't know. I'm turned 30, so maybe I'm not supposed to get crazy.
Like, I guess it's normal.
Yes. No, I'm kidding. We had a great time, and I hadn't seen my friends in so long, you know? And so it was nice to... Everybody, you know, they had their Christmas with their family. Everybody was safe and stuff. And then we got together. I didn't see them before Christmas because everybody was like, no, like, we're being safe. Like, we're staying home and stuff. And so now, like, since they kind of, like, checked that box of, like, being around older family members and stuff like that, then we felt comfortable, like, obviously, like, being around the younger crowd and stuff.
Since
majority of my friends have already gone through the COVID experience and stuff. So we come out on that other side and feel okay being around each other.
No, that is actually such a good point. I feel like so many of us were specifically quarantining for our families because all we wanted to do was spend Christmas together and, you know, even Thanksgiving, thinking all the way back to then, it was like, I'm quarantining for my grandma and my grandpa.
But so, I also appreciate people that are saying that.
Yes,
like,
of course.
Oh, you're a thoughtful person. I didn't realize you were so thoughtful.
My roommate Tiffany got tested before she went to do Christmas with her boyfriend's family because she was so terrified that she was going to, you know, accidentally, obviously, give it to his mom or something.
Can you imagine being that girlfriend? Oh, my gosh.
No. Bless and obviously heart. No one gets it on purpose or would willingly go see other people had they known, but you just never know. Some people are so asymptomatic. So everyone that was quarantining for their families, you are a beautiful soul. We love you. And now we are ready to take on 2021. We have a new outlook. We're positive. We're excited. And we're going to be going on more dates this year. Am I right, Danielle?
Yes, we are.
So per usual, we are starting out our show of I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry with three brand new date night spots courtesy of our foodie gal on the show, Hangry Houstonian.
You know, Jesse was asking me off air about like my New Year's resolution, and maybe that should be my New Year's resolution to go on more dates. Say yes.
Say yes to more dates, grocery shop less.
Yes, exactly. Grocery bill go down.
Oh my God. I'm kidding, of course. But yes, find Danielle on Hinge, everybody. What's our first spot this week?
Our first spot is a staple in Houston. It is called Brenner's on the Bayou. I know we've talked about it before because we talked about the Blue Bar.
Yes, we talked about the bar that's attached.
Yes, but we haven't talked about Brenner's on the Bayou yet.
Right.
Which, number one, this is like a great time of year to go to Brenner's because like their food and their atmosphere is like warm and cozy. And like the food is just like, you're going to eat like hearty. You know, you're going to eat your steaks and your great salads and your soups and stuff. And you can sit out on their patio area and it overlooks the bayou, which is so just kind of like magical this time of year. And they have like the, you know, their twinkle lights out and stuff. And the Blue Bar, of course, is lit up at nighttime,
right?
You know, with their obviously blue. It is just such a great date night spot. If a guy brought me here, I'd be like, oh, number one, he got money.
You rich.
And number two, like, you can't hide money. And number two, like, he's got a little bit of class and some style too.
Brenner's is so beautiful and it's so tucked back where it is that you really just don't feel like you're in a city anymore.
You're like, not in Houston, yeah.
Right? It's just such
you're
a
like in the
escape.
Mountains.
Yeah, and everything's very woodsy.
Woodsy, like, kind of, almost said rustic, but
yes.
Like, yes, it's like, you're like in a treehouse.
Oh my God, that is, okay, that's the perfect way to describe it. If you've been to Brenner's on the Bayou, you just went, aha, because that was the perfect way to describe it. Even, I want to say, if I'm remembering correctly from the last time I went there, even the railings on the staircases were kind of like
wooden.
It was wooden.
Pieces of like bark.
Tree.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so it's very dark. It's very dim. It just has this really, like you said, Danielle, cozy setting. So it's like what you want to do when you want to hunker down and eat steak. I feel like a manly man when I go there. I'm like, I need steak and I will sit in this dark room and drink a whiskey.
Right. I need like a hearty soup. I I want whiskey. I want all the things. And, you know, this place is a great, like, brunch spot as well. I know we've kind of talked throughout 2020 about dates that can be brunch dates and stuff. They do a great brunch.
I didn't know they had brunches.
Yeah, they do a great brunch.
Danielle and I, we said it once, we'll say it again. Let's bring brunch dates into 2021.
Also, happy hour dates. Ooh, this is a great happy hour spot. Happy hour. Obviously, great setting as well. And so one of my favorite things on their happy hour actually is their homemade pretzels.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're very nice.
That sounds very nice. Very nice.
But yes, if you're looking for a brunch date or a happy hour date to kind of like shake things up, I was actually asked out on a lunch date the other day. But yes, this would be a
great... Do we love him? Is he cute? Are we getting married?
No, okay. It's fine. Like we, yeah, no, we matched and then like he fell in love too hard. Now I'm bored.
Okay,
we can move on.
She goes, okay, moving on. We'll talk about it later because I want to know all the details. But someone's going to slide into your DMs just so we can talk about it on the show. Let's move on. Pretend we never talked about it. Second date night spot.
Second date night spot is going to be Relish. Relish is in the River Oaks area. And I think that this is like a pretty interesting restaurant for the River Oaks area. Because when I think of River Oaks, I think of like people that got money, right? And then people that maybe want to eat like a little bit healthier, you know? Like they're like worried organic. About their like waistlines and stuff, you know? But like Relish is more of a southern decadence type of place. Like one of their famous things that they have there is literally a bucket of fried chicken. Like I can get down with that, but like this place is nice.
That's not what I would picture for that right? River like Oaks district River Oaks, at all.
You know, and you know where this is, Jesse? It's next to Chewy's. Remember we went to Chewy's?
Yeah.
So that's that restaurant on the corner.
Oh, okay. I can picture it. Now landmark. Now I know exactly where we are.
Jesse and I love our landmarks. Do not give us addresses ever. Give us a landmark. And then we got it.
That's all I need to know. I need to know what store it's next to.
Right. Exactly. But I really appreciate what Relish is doing right now. They actually have a curbside team. So when you order, like they have like a whole curbside delivery team and stuff. So you like stay in your car. And like, I just appreciate like the creative elements that Relish is doing for COVID and all COVID precautions and stuff. Yeah. So again, they have fried chicken buckets. They have a Cajun hot crab dip in a skillet, like in a cast iron skillet. Okay. Dang. With crackers.
Yeah.
You can just dip that in. Oh my gosh. With that crunch and the hot crab dip. Oh, so good. Also, they have like pasta and burgers. They have deviled eggs with a fried chicken piece on side.
Shut up. I freaking love deviled eggs.
I know
eggs.
You do. That's why I specifically wanted to mention that. I wanted to specifically mention that. Do I know you? And so, I mean, fried chicken, like literally chicken tenders is like Jessie's like call to her heart. So just like deviled eggs and chicken tenders. There you go. Also, they do a blueberry hand pie with a lemon curd. It's like one of their famous desserts that they do. And I like appreciate a place that isn't just doing like, you know, throwing out a piece of New York cheesecake, right? Like they have something very specific. Exactly. A specialty, something specific that they love and they're good at.
Right. And I also, the blueberry and lemon curd is like one of my favorite combos of all times. I feel like I'm not eating a dessert. I'm like, it's fruit. It's healthy. What are you talking about?
Yes.
It's totally fine. Healthy. I'm watching my waistline.
I love anything really like desserts with like lemon, like strawberry and lemon or raspberry with lemon. Honestly, yes. I'm like a total raspberry
snob.
So
true.
A
raspberry snob.
Seriously, like anything that's has raspberry, I'm like, I'm in it. I want to try it. Let's go.
Being friends with Danielle has made me like an all sorts of food snob. Danielle, I am trying new things because of you,
by the
way.
I'm so proud.
Just not sushi yet, but we'll get there.
I'm so proud. Hey, one step at a time. That's okay.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, sis.
All right, we got enough time for one more date night spot. Brand new 2021. What up? What is it?
My third spot is going to be Cayonze's.
Oh, say it again.
Cayonze's.
What is that?
Cayonze's is in the Heights off of West 11th Street. Okay. I love this place for a date night, but also for brunch, okay? Number one, they have a great patio. Their atmosphere on their patio is like almost like you're like in Tulum.
We love a good
patio. Or like we're like in Mexico. We're like on a beach. Tulum vibes, you know, like you're drinking like a cool like Mezcal drink or like a Paloma, maybe like a mule. They do some tequila tastings out there. If you follow them on Instagram, you'll see that they like often have like people out there that like do like tastings.
Right.
Which is a really, really fun ordeal. They do a happy hour until 7 o'clock, which I also really appreciate. On Tuesdays, they do a tamale Tuesday, $5 tamales, which is I mean, I'm here for.
Amazing.
Right? Also, they're known for their elote and their brisket tacos. I am a sucker for a brisket taco.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Don't give me a chicken taco. Like, I don't live that basic life.
Don't give me a chicken life.
You know what
life.
I mean? Like, let's step our game up. It's 2021. Let's go. Brisket taco.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Also, they have a Mexican hot chocolate, y'all. I love hot chocolate.
Y'all, we got so much feedback last week on how much everyone was loving the recap of everything that we did in 2020. Danielle gave out some of her favorite bars that she loves to go to and her favorite date night spots of all time. So what we thought could be something really cool this week is if we bring on one of Danielle's really good foodie friends.
A boss at Houston Eats with a Z on Instagram is one of my favorite Houston foodies. I love this kid. I mean, we literally came up in the game together. So like, he is my homie. I hope y'all follow him, support him. He is good as gold. And honestly, yeah, his recommendations are super spot on. And what I love about him is that like, our flavor profile is completely different. Mm-hmm. So like, what you get from him is not what you're gonna get from me. And like, I appreciate that.
And he actually on his page was doing like his favorite places, top 10 of 2020 with his favorite dishes. So Danielle reached out and see if he would come on the show with us. He said yes. So we're going to call him up here coming up next right after the break. And we're going to get his Houston Eats with a Z top 10 of 2020.
From date night to must try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Said when I was hangry. What's up, guys? It's Jesse, it's Danielle, and it is our friend Abbas with us.
Hello, hello.
What's going on?
Nothing much, you know, just trying to start off the week with some good food as usual.
Per usual. So listen, for the end of the year, Danielle had this brilliant idea that she wanted to bring on like her favorite foodie.
Literally my favorite human. Let's be real. I have to say, I have to laugh. Abbas and I like came up in the foodie game together. He was my first foodie friend. And we like learned all the ins and outs on like Instagram together. And right, we're still learning every day.
So for everyone listening right now, Abbas is Houston Eats with a Z on Instagram. I feel like we all refer to you as your Instagram name. Sometimes I'm like, this is Hangry Houstonian. Don't you know? Duh. So now I'm going to have to be like, this is Houston Eats with a Z.
That's how we say it. Like Houston Eats with a Z. Like we're not just like Houston Eats.
No.
It's Houston Eats with a Z.
Like, that's a little how bit you
more,
say it.
Because it's more swaggerish. And if you knew Abbas and like it just fits perfect.
I mean, even his name, just Abbas, makes me so happy. I'm like,
Abbas, because he is Abbas. All right.
So how did you guys meet?
We met at like a pizza place.
Actually, I don't know if Danielle knows this, but I was very excited to be invited to my first tasting ever. And it just so happened that Danielle was the one that planned it. It was at a place called Malawi's Pizza.
Oh, my God.
Yep. That's where I met Danielle. I was invited through a friend, and I was just super, super excited to kick off my career into the foodie scene.
That was like the first group foodie photo shoot. Yeah, that I went to.
Okay, so Abbas does on his Houston Eats with a Z Instagram page, he is already giving out like his favorite restaurants and favorite dishes of 2020. So when Danielle and I were talking, Danielle's like, let's bring on my friend Abbas and let's see what he thinks. Because we love to get as many recommendations as we can, especially from the foodie world. Because Abbas, as someone who does not consider herself as much of a foodie as Danielle, hearing y'all's suggestions for what to get at a restaurant is so helpful. Otherwise, I'd sit down every time and go, do you guys have chicken tenders on the menu? Is that a thing?
and that's kind of, you know, the point of why I even started all this, right? Because I loved going out to eat. People were always asking me. So I was like, you know, why not just post it to the public?
It's brilliant. So if you're looking for a page that's just like Danielle's, we already follow Danielle on Instagram at Hangry Houstonian. You can also follow at Houston Eats on Instagram. They are amazing friends and they give out great recommendations. So let's jump into it, Abbas. Let's start with your number 10. So that way we can work our way up to number one. What is in the top 10 spot of your favorite places of 2020 as we head into this brand new year?
Okay, so it's in no particular order. It's just kind of my top 10. The only place that's actually where I think it's supposed to be is the number one.
Okay.
But we'll go ahead and start with number 10 is Seolsai HTX. It's a chicken wing place. I love Korean chicken wings, and I'm constantly on the hunt for the best Korean chicken wings in Houston. I ran into them at Astroworld. They were closing up shop, so I thought, you know, I definitely have to try it at a certain point. So I went to their food truck on Gessner, and they just blew me away. It was awesome, the flavors, the spice. And one thing that's super underrated is serving rice with wings, and they do that.
Rice with wings.
Yep.
This is a place that a boss has been telling me to go to, and I haven't, because I am such a sucker of like going outside the loop, and it's like Gessner. It's like 10 minutes from my house.
Oh my God.
He's been telling me to go to this place because I love a good Korean chicken wing.
Well, you said it's a food truck?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
So I'll say a boss, like, he finds like the cool food trucks that are like up and coming. Like, he doesn't care about like your status. He doesn't care like what the building looks like. He's going to find what
good,
like, good food.
Yeah. I think it's really unique that they would serve those chicken wings with rice. Like, it sounds good now that you're saying it. It's just not something I would have put together, you know?
Well, yeah, it's unique to us, but in the Korean food scene, it's actually very common to see that. And the fact that they were doing it, you know, out of a food truck and all that, I give a lot of respect to those guys.
That's awesome. Okay, let's keep moving up. What's number 9 on your list?
Number 9 is Handy's Dozo. They serve hand rolls. Hand rolls is something that hasn't been very prominent in the Houston food scene, but it's starting to make a little bit of a presence.
Uh-huh.
Handy's Dozo, same creators as Kokoro, Patrick Pham, and the other guy, he goes by Ducky.
He's always in a duck shirt. Always in a duck shirt.
They started off at Uchi and then Secret Taste HTX.
Yep.
And then they opened Kokoro and then now Handy's Dozo. Handy's Dozo, they do an assortment of hand rolls and it's just amazing.
Okay, maybe my palate or I'm just stupid. What's a hand roll? Every time you and Danielle talk, I'm like, okay, I really am not a foodie because you guys mention these things that I don't even know. Like, Danielle has to explain to me half of the ingredients in this. What's a hand roll?
She doesn't eat fish. So to like, we got to start from basics.
Is hand roll fish?
It's sushi. Think of sushi, a piece of like finely cut sushi, right?
Okay.
Over rice, wrapped in a piece of seaweed paper. Yeah.
So kind of like the seaweed sushi that just hasn't been cut yet.
Right.
You eat it like a burrito,
It's like a tube of sushi.
Okay, don't worry, guys. I got it. I picture it in my head. For anyone else that doesn't eat sushi, you're welcome.
She pictures it, but she's not going to try it, boss. She's not going to try it. But that means there's more sushi for us.
Maybe in 2021, okay?
Yes.
All right, let's keep moving up. Number 8.
All right, so number 8 is formerly named Bees, and now it's called Istanbul. It's a food truck park on Westheimer for Middle Eastern food trucks.
Oh, okay.
They have a wrap called the Atom Wrap, and it's a mixture of different meats. And I think it's super underrated, and that's why I wanted to put it on this list, because I feel like not enough people know about it. When you bite into it, it's just an explosion of flavor, and I believe it's open till like 3 or 4 a.m.
Nice! I love, Abbas, that you're bringing up so many food trucks because, you know, where I just recently moved to Houston and where I'm from, food trucks aren't necessarily a thing. So sometimes when I'm thinking about where I want to get lunch and dinner, I forget that food trucks are like such a huge option in Houston. So this is exciting that I have some new ones to try.
Well, and I also love that you're bringing up like Middle Eastern food. I mean, Abbas, you know my flavor profile, right? Like, I talk about Cajun food. I talk about that kind of stuff. And like, Abbas is like, he's so well-versed in that culinary like field, right? Like, I just don't know that world as well because I didn't grow up with it. It's not that I don't like it, and like, I've learned a lot from Abbas from that. I think that's the important part of like following different pages, is like, he's gonna showcase stuff that I'm not gonna showcase, not because it's not good places, but like, that's just not my flavor profile.
I'm really happy, you know, that we have you on today and that Danielle was able to snag one of her favorite foodies. That way we can really give as many suggestions that we can around Houston. What is number 7 on the list, boss?
All right, so number 7 is Shun. It's on Shepherd. I believe it's the most underrated sushi place in Houston. And the featured dish that I did was the Toro. And he does it a little differently. What he does is he layers it 3 times with a little bit of wasabi in between. So you don't have to add anything. You just kind of pop in your mouth and it's just amazing. Yeah.
Sounds I love flavorful. Toro, so, I mean, and I also love Shun, but I haven't had the Toro there, but that sounds absolutely delicious. I actually went with Houston Hotspots the other day for the first time, and it was absolutely delicious, so I agree with that choice.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, coming in at number 6.
Number 6 is Highway 6 Tacos.
Get it?
Number 6, honey.
So there's so many taco trucks in Houston and little crevices and little gas stations, and you don't know which one's good, which one's not. So I'm just going to try all of them. And so this is one that was recommended to me by Houston foodies, and I've tried several of them, and this one just kind of catches my taste buds every single time. It's fresh made flour tortillas. The steak is awesome. The barbacoa is awesome. So it's just one of my go-to taco trucks, I'd say.
Love a good taco truck. Okay, number 5.
All right, number 5 is Fat Eatery and their beef rendang curry. Chef Alex, he does an awesome job of introducing the Malaysian cuisine to Houston and I guess Katy, because it's located in Katy. That beef rendang kind of gives me, I guess, Indian vibes also. It's just a great all-around flavorful dish.
All right, we're working our way up to number one. What is your number four favorite dish of 2020?
Number four is Street to Kitchen, the cashew chicken.
It's new, right? I haven't been yet.
Yeah, it's new. So she was actually cooking out of Urban Harvest Farmers Market every Saturday. And now her and her husband open on the side of a gas station. Because of COVID, there's no dine-in, but there is a drive-thru. So you place your order online and you pick it up through the drive-thru. And the chef used to cook with her grandmother in Thailand in like a little neighborhood restaurant. And it was always her dream to open up like a concept like this in America. So Street to Kitchen is that dream coming to fruition for her.
Love it.
Wow, that's so awesome. Okay, I'm excited. We're getting to number one. Let's go number three.
So number three is Kokoro. Okay, so we talked about Handy's Dozo earlier. Mm-hmm. Kokoro is their other concept. It's out of Bravery Chef Hall. It's the same concept. Patrick and Ducky do a great job with their nigiris. They'll do a omakase if you ask. It's just amazing.
I love that his name is Ducky. Like that, out of everything you just said, brought me so much happiness. Abbas, these all sound so amazing. I'm like rushing, I feel, to get to number one because I'm so excited about it. So we have one more before that. Your number two spot.
So number two, I was on the search for ramen at the beginning of this year. So in the midst of my journey, I came across Ramen Bar Ichi. It was recommended by a lot of people. Just the flavor of ramen, they have a $30,000 pressure cooker that they cook the ramen in, so that just kind of gives you an idea of how much depth there is in that flavor.
That is an expensive air fryer, by the way. That was not the one I bought on Amazon on Black Friday. All right, I'm very excited. We have Houston Eats on the phone with us. His name is Abbas, and hold on, let me back up. Houston Eats with a Z.
Yes, with a Z. Yeah, there you go.
His name is Abbas, and he is joining us to talk about his top 10 favorite dishes, favorite places of 2020 that he also has up on his Instagram page. So make sure you follow him. And if you've stuck with us this long, we've made our way all the way up to number one. I'm very excited. What is your number one spot?
The reason I put this place number one is because I love burgers, and I know a lot of people in Houston love burgers.
I know what you're going to choose. Can I guess?
Yeah, guess it.
Nancy's Hustle.
Yep, you got it.
Hi, Danielle!
I knew it. I knew you loved that burger.
I love burgers. Nancy's Hustle is really known for their food, but I feel like their burger is like overlooked a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So I definitely wanted to give it the attention it deserves, at least on my end.
Tell us a little bit about the burger.
Okay, so one thing that makes it special is it's on a English muffin, actually. So it's a brioche English muffin. It's a little smaller than your average burger, but it is a double. The meat is awesome. Just the way it comes together, it's delicious. The words can't do it justice.
You got to go try it.
I know, exactly. Yeah, you're going to like leave us hanging. Just like, you know, we're just going to have to go try it. It's just so interesting that it's on an English muffin.
I know. It's very exciting.
You said burger, and I knew that that's where you were going. Do I know you or do I know you?
Well, there you have it, folks. It's Houston Eats with a Z, his top 10 favorite spots and favorite dishes of 2020. Abbas, thank you so much for coming on the show with us and sharing with us all of your recommendations and your favorites. We are so excited to be able to share them with everybody.
Make sure y'all follow
absolutely.
Him. Yeah, follow him. Houston Eats with a Z. And also, Boss, thank you for coming on and giving us some recommendations about food trucks, because sometimes Danielle and I are just in it for the restaurants. We forget about all these amazing places. But one thing that Danielle and I do best, bar hopping. We never forget about the booze, which is why we're going Bayou Bar Hopping coming up next.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
If there's one thing we know for sure that we're taking into 2021, it's bar hopping. Especially because we didn't get to bar hop like we thought we were going to bar hop in 2020. Remember New Year's in 2020? Like, let's go back for a minute.
Yeah, I was in a basement. It's called Base. It's downtown.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if it's open right now because it's literally like a dungeon basement,
right.
Not COVID friendly. And we had bottle service, which was nice. for sure. And it was just, you know, ratchet.
Pre-COVID times.
Pre-COVID times. Yeah. And I just was looking back at some footage that I have.
Yep. On Snapchat memes.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, man, those were the days. You
and
know?
They're gone, which they're is gone. So crazy. But I remember in 2019 when I was looking forward to 2020 and it was like the roaring 20s. Here we go. We're bringing it back. We're going to party like it's 1920. Everyone had this idea that 2020 was going to be incredible. That is not only the feeling I have about 2021, but I feel like it's a fact that it's coming.
Well, you know, one of the things that really resonated, I saw a meme the other day that it was like after Prohibition, you know, it was like the roaring 20s. Yeah. So it's like, well, no joke. Like everybody was like so ready to like get, you know,
in the real
Spanish,
world.
It was the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
It was Prohibition. It was all that stuff. And like, of course people went crazy. Yeah. Like we just need like to get rid of all of our energy and like angst.
So we're going to do that, I think, now that hopefully we're getting a little safer. They've come out with the vaccine. Like, hello, 2021. If there's one thing we are definitely waiting for, it's that we can go bar hopping again like we used to back in the day when you would run into a drunk girl in the bathroom and you would tell her how much you liked her hair and that she should absolutely break up with that boyfriend of hers. And she did it while you stood right next to her and you exchanged numbers and you never talked again. That's what we want to bring back in 2021. So the best way we can think to fantasize in the meantime is to go buy you bar hopping and create for you a little bucket list of all the places that you need to have on your list this week. So Danielle, if we're going by you bar hopping, we're pretending it's, you know, the roaring 20s again. Where are we going first?
The list that I created might not be the most raging of places, but my thought process behind it was on Christmas Eve, my brother, sister-in-law, and I, we wanted to go out and get a cocktail and stuff. It's, you know, Christmas Eve where we didn't do our big Christmas like we normally do back in Louisiana, but we just wanted to do something really nice. So where did we go? We live in the Heights. We went to Johnny Goldbrick.
Oh, that's where the miracle.
Exactly. Okay. The miracle pop-up. So we had to call in and give our credit card, make a reservation to like hold a table and stuff for us.
Okay.
But it was really nice. Like, honestly, for it to be Christmas Eve, you know, we didn't want something that was like too poppin', right?
No,
like,
we
just wanted to go get a nice cocktail, enjoy that it was like the final days of 2020
right.
to be with family and stuff. Johnny Goldbrick is just honestly a great spot in the Heights. I actually have a really funny memory.
Oh,
of
God,
being
here
there.
We go. I'm so nervous what you're about to say.
This is so random, but I was there for Valentine's Day one time, and there was this guy that like I like slightly had a crush on. I was there with like him and his friend, and back in the day, like I was notorious for toilet paper in people's car. Okay, this is like 3 years ago. And so I had toilet paper in my car, and so I decided to wrap the guy that I had like a slight crush on. I toilet papered his car.
No.
So funny. It literally like in the front of Johnny Goldbrick. And so he came out.
Are you kidding?
And he was dying.
Was like, he drunk? Was he like having a good time?
Yeah, he was having a great time and stuff. I mean, he loved it. He thought it was hilarious. He was like, you told me my car. I mean, this is like a Monday. You
that
know,
is
like,
it wasn't
like a Saturday, like weird. But I will never forget Johnny Goldbrick for that experience. You know,
that's
Valentine's Day, of course, like me being like a weirdo, I've toilet papered the guy that I liked scarf.
That's your memory. And I love that. That's just screams Danielle.
Right? Beware. I might toilet paper your car. I typically keep TP on tap.
Okay. Tell me a little bit. I've actually never been inside, so tell me a little bit about the bar.
Yeah, so the bar itself, it's kind of a lower ceilings, like more of like an intimate atmosphere. It's not like it's light and bright and like super open and stuff. Like it has more of like an intimate atmosphere. A few tables around, some like booth areas. You can like walk up to the bar and really get to know almost the bartender, which I like. It's not just like, hey, like let's spit out a drink real quick, you know, like this is a bartender that like wants to make you like an actually like a good cocktail.
Yeah. I love places like that. I love the ones where you can go and not just order like a rum and coke, but the guys that actually want to be like, okay, what do you like? Do you like sweet? Do you like sour, tart?
Yeah, they actually want to have a cocktail that like speaks to you.
Right.
You know, because honestly, if there's a cocktail that I like, I'm more inclined to buy more of that cocktail than a cocktail that I'm like, this stuff sucks.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like, why am I ordering this? So like, it makes sense. Like a bartender should want to speak to your needs and stuff. So this is a really cool spot. I mean, again, it's nothing fancy. It's like old school.
I
right?
love
like
that.
Old school. You would go in there with a pizza and just like chill and like eat pizza at the bar top. You know what I mean? Like
yes,
that kind
exactly.
of like dark, intimate atmosphere.
But I love those kind of places because it never feels like, I have to get dressed up and then I have to stand up and like suck in my stomach and be pretty. Like I want to sit, I want to eat, and I want
to
talk.
No, it kind of has like this like grunge vibe to it. You know, right? Like just be chill.
So when you guys went, was it decorated for Christmas still?
Yeah, it still had the Christmas decorations.
I love that. Okay, what's our next stop?
Our next spot is going to be Athro Flint. Athro Flint is a staple in my family. We love it. We live right down the street from it. And so walking there is just so easy for us. And honestly, it was one of the bars that I was so excited for once I like figured out that I was negative for COVID and all that stuff. And yeah. I could go back into the world. I was like, okay, I feel comfortable now like going to bars and stuff. Athro Flint was one of the first to my mind. And honestly, that's why I wanted to go to Johnny Goldbrick. And also the third bar on my list is BLT. So like when I knew that I was safe to go back out into the world, these were like three spots that I was like, man, I've missed them so much.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything since March. Like, take me there. I'll still be safe. Do all the cautions necessary. But these are the three spots that I'm like, I'm starting off the new year in these places. You cannot tell me no.
Athro Flint's menu, by the way, their drink menu is so overwhelming to me because it's so long. Every time I go there, I'm like, oh my God, there's so many choices. I don't know what to get. Like, what's your go-to when you're there?
A ranch water, because it started there. And I feel like it's such a Houston staple that, I don't know, like you order a ranch water and people are like, oh, she knows.
She knows.
Yeah, she's a regular.
They also, P.S., have like the best queso I think I've ever had in my entire
life. Those chips there are phenomenal. Like, I get down with those chips. I
don't know what it is, but I'm obsessed. Okay, so Athro Flint, go for the nachos.
Athro Flint, great patio area and stuff. Honestly, like, we're talking about bowl games coming up and all that stuff. Great place to watch football. Great place just to hang out. Honestly, the weather's been really, really nice.
Love the
patio. Bring your dog. Yeah. And then also they have that, like, the shot. You pay, like,
$5. For
the wheel or something? Yes,
exactly. Okay, so last time I went, it was closed for COVID because I didn't want everyone touching it. Hopefully it's open now. But, oh, my God, I wanted to try it so bad. Can you explain? I feel like I knew what you're talking about.
It's been a hot minute since I've done it. But I think what it is, it's you pay, like, $5, right? And so then you spin the wheel.
Yeah.
And whatever it, or no, you know, you don't spin the wheel. You toss the ring.
Okay. It's a game of some sort.
Yes, exactly. Sorry. You toss the ring, and whatever the ring lands on, there's all kinds of different liquor bottles that vary in prices. And whatever the ring lands on, that's your shot.
Yeah.
So it can land on a bottle that's like typically like $30 for that shot.
It just looks like a blast. It'd be something fun to do if you're already out drinking with your friends. I'm always down to play drinking games.
Oh, I love a good game. I love a good game. But also, if you miss, they give you like a little beer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know,
you played. Participation.
A for participation. I appreciate the fact that you brought up their food because their food is so underrated. It is so good. These are the guys from Agricole. Okay. So that's like Cultivare is one of their restaurants and stuff. Like, these are guys that like actually, you know their doing. Restaurants are like really, really good.
Yeah. So, this is definitely solid. A place to check out. They have great food, great drink selection, fun games. I love it.
It's one of my top favorite bars. Honestly, I could hang out on that patio all day long and be so happy.
Just be so content.
So happy and content.
Okay, what is our third and final spot this week?
Third spot is a bar that you love.
Oh boy.
BLT, Better Luck Tomorrow.
Oh, I freaking love this place.
Yeah, okay. I had to bring back some of the OGs for the start of the year. Gosh, I just love this bar so much. I mean, their cocktails, number one, are bomb.
There's so much thought that went into that menu, and it's not just about the drinks, it's how they garnish the drinks, it's the cups that they put the drinks in. Like, it is so beautifully thought out.
Yeah, I mean, the guys that own this place, Justin Yu and Bobby Ugel, are like, just, they're awesome. So the fact that they're just producing like super high quality product over there, and like, I just appreciate the fact that they do put so much detail into each drink, into each menu item. Their food there is awesome.
Yeah,
they do that Pasta Tuesday night.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I need to go do that.
Tell us about the spaghetti night. For anyone who hasn't listened to this episode, by the way, you can go back on the radio.com app. If you're listening right now on CBS Sports Radio 650 in the morning, just know that we also update our podcast on radio.com every single week. So you can always go back and, you know, catch up on your episodes if you need to. Tell us about the pasta night again.
Every Tuesday they have a featured pasta. So make sure you're following them on Instagram.
Yeah.
To see what pasta that they're doing that week.
Pasta,
so I'm just kind of like looking at their menu right now. And like a few weeks ago, it was the rigatoni with braised beef cheeks and Parmesan cream.
Beef cheeks.
Yum. Beef cheeks, right?
I'm going to start calling people that as like a term of endearment.
Hello, beef cheeks.
Love you.
So good. awesome food, awesome cocktails.
Yeah, honestly, it's such a cute little place.
Such a cute place. Like, this place, they couldn't have another one of it because it is just so unique, and it's just small and it's quaint, and there's just so much creativity literally packed into this place. From like when you walk in, and it's like the neon signs behind the bar that draws you in, to like the quaint atmosphere. It's like,
it's one of a kind.
It literally is such a gem of Houston in the Heights.
So I know what y'all are thinking. We're talking about these places and we're talking them up and you want to know where they are. Don't worry. We have all the addresses for you, plus our brand new cocktail of the week for the first one of 2020 coming up after the break.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. We are celebrating a brand new year. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois, and we are so excited this week to be bringing you a brand new cocktail of the week with nothing but positivity. I feel that we've been bringing you cocktails of the week to celebrate the end of the year 2020, or just to celebrate getting through a tough week. But this week we are feeling nothing but positive energy, good vibes. It's a new year, and we are just making this drink because we deserve it.
We do deserve it. And you know what? It has bubbles in it.
And it has bubbles. So this drink is because you look hot.
Yes, you look hot and you deserve some sweetness and some bubbles to start off your 2021. This drink is called a Plum and Thyme Prosecco Smash.
Okay, all you had to say was word Prosecco and I am in.
Yes. I mean, look, I love a good Prosecco just by itself, right? I just think it has like a little bit of sweetness to the champagne kind of vibe, right? But this is going to be such an easy cocktail. And I love this time of year to like drink bubbles. Maybe I just like to drink bubbles all year round, but this is my excuse to drink bubbles right now. So for this cocktail, the ingredients that you need are a bottle of Prosecco of your choice, 2 plums, 6 thyme sprigs, juice from 1 lemon, 4 tablespoons of thyme simple syrup, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of water. Bring that to a boil, remove from the heat, and add the thyme sprigs, stir, and let cool. You're going to chill that until it's ready to use. So that's going to be your thyme simple syrup, right? So that was that ingredient that you needed 4 tablespoons for. So that's how you make that little concoction, right? Okay. So the main directions for this cocktail are, you know, you're going to peel and chop up the 2 plums. You're going to muddle those plums in with the thyme simple syrup that we just made. Add a little bit of lemon juice until all of the plum juices have been released. And then you can shake it with ice in a cocktail shaker. You're going to pour that into just 2 glasses. So if you're making it 2 cocktails, and then you're going to top it off with Prosecco, garnish it with extra plum slices, thyme sprigs, and drink it up.
Let me just say this. I'm going to make a statement. Plums are the most underrated fruit in the entire world. I never hear anyone talk about them. I think when you go to the store, you're getting grapes, you're getting oranges, apples, blueberries. No one goes to get the plums. The plums are like the best tasting fruit. I know that we're talking about Prosecco, but like the freaking plums.
Seriously, the freaking plums. Honestly, this time of year, I'm like, give me all the fruity cocktails and stuff. So yes, I'm here for it.
So this sounds like it'll be very citrusy, very sweet, refreshing, something crisp, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. And honestly, all you had to say was Prosecco and Danielle and I were in. We love these. If y'all have any ideas for cocktails that you want us to try out on the show, or maybe you've tried a cocktail recipe that we've shared with you, please make sure you send us a picture of it. You can always use the hashtag HangryGirlsMadeMeDoIt on Instagram, and make sure that you are following and tagging Danielle at HangryHoustonian and myself at JessieWatt965. Any ideas you have, any questions, you can slide into our DMs.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
Danielle, it's a new year. Anything crazy happening in your DMs?
So nothing too crazy, but I did have a girl the other day telling me that she was moving to Houston, which we're excited.
Welcome.
Come hither. She wanted to know what would be a good area of town for her to live in, which I think is a great question because I wanted to know this question when I moved here, you know, and I'm sure you did as well. So I think it's a really great question and point to bring up.
Oh, girl, you're going to love Houston. Welcome. And she's already following you and in your DMs, which I think is incredible. You made the right choice in Instagram foodies. But Houston, for people that don't live in Houston, if you're a transplant, this is going to make sense to you. It's so big. When you look at it from the outside, Houston is giant, and there's really no way to understand each area of Houston unless you visit and unless you move here.
Right.
And then you'll get that, oh, the Heights is about this and the Galleria's area is about this. But how would you know that if you didn't live here?
You have no clue. When I first moved here, I lived in the Galleria area. And like, yeah. It was so far away from all of my friends that were living in Midtown and the Heights. And when I say so far away, it was like 15 minutes, y'all.
But in traffic time.
Right.
That's a lot.
But it made a difference when I was ordering Ubers and planning my night out and stuff. And now it's like a no-brainer. I live off Washington. It's like I couldn't imagine not living in that area.
Exactly. And I think obviously it matters on where your people are and where your work is. But really every different area kind of has like its own stigma. And it's just like I said, it's such a fair question because you don't know unless you live here and you want to figure it out. So Danielle lives in a really cool part of town in the Heights where I would say, and Danielle, correct me if you are thinking differently, but I would say that's like more younger crowd, our area, bar hopping type scene.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Younger professionals, like I got out of college, I got a good job, I'm down to party, but I also like want to like live around some restaurants and stuff like that. I feel like that is like exactly where I live.
Yes.
And then once you kind of graduate from that, you're like, okay, maybe I'm in a serious relationship. Maybe I'm like buying my first home. It's like, okay, maybe you buy into the Heights or like into like Spring Branch, those neighborhoods in there.
Because Heights really does have some beautiful townhouses. I think that would be a really great option, depending, of course, on where you work. Like I live in the Upper Kirby Greenway area because that's where the radio station is. And it's super close to my work. I love the area. It's beautiful. There's shopping around. HEB is 5 feet away, which I absolutely love. But I will say, I don't think there's a lot of apartment complexes around Upper Kirby.
Yeah. It's a little bit more of an industrial type like area.
Yes. It's beautiful. And it's safe, which I really love. I mean, trying to think like Midtown is where a lot of the college kids will go out to party.
Yes. Honestly, okay, I take back what I said. I feel like right out of college, you're probably living like in the Midtown area. And then from Midtown, you move to Washington where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, I feel like I'm like, you know, okay, I'm a little bit more established and like right out of college. Then you go to, you know, where I am, Washington area. And then you move into the like Upper Heights and stuff. So that's the progression in my mind of what makes sense to me. But honestly, the Heights, Washington area, you really can't go wrong with that. There's tons of restaurants, bar scene. I love it. Like I don't leave my bubble.
And I would suggest really looking into as well, looking around what's your new apartment complex is going to be like. Because so my boyfriend, when he first moved, he works for the Texans. So he moved to the medical center. Hated it. Because what's around the medical
Nothing.
Center? Nothing. You know what I mean?
The
but is
hospital?
It close to work?
Yes.
So don't just take that into account when you're looking at new places. Oh, it's close to work. Great. Are you going to be happy there? Is there restaurants? Is there bars? Is there things for you to do that's not just surrounding you with industry things?
Of course.
So those are all things that we would take into account. Obviously, if you have any other questions about that stuff, our DMs are always open. And Danielle really is so passionate about the Heights. She loves where she lives. So any other questions would be great for her. Okay, Danielle, we gave 3 new amazing date night spots this week. We talked to a boss from Houston Eats with a Z on Instagram, and we went Bayou Bar Hopping. So let's start from the top with our addresses.
First spot of the week was Brenner's on the Bayou at 1 Birdsall. Second spot was Relish at 2810 Westheimer. Third spot was Kayones's at 222 West 11th Street.
And then Danielle brought in one of her favorite Houston foodies on Instagram. His handle is at Houston Eats with a Z. His name is a boss. Danielle, tell us how much you love him.
I adore this kid. Seriously, I feel like he's like part of my family. So everybody needs to follow him because he deserves it. He works so hard on his Instagram and I adore him.
Right. And I'm sure everyone already, you love Danielle's Instagram. You follow Danielle's Instagram. You need to subscribe to when she posts like the rest of us do. His page reminds me of yours, just that everything is so colorful and aesthetically pleasing, and it's so easy to go through just to see, yep, want to check that place out. This is what they have to offer. Here's where their page is. It's just, it's easier. So if you want to see his top 10 places of 2020 that we got to talk about today, a lot of them being really amazing food trucks around Houston, make sure you go to his Instagram page at Houston Eats with a Z, and he has posted all of it there. All right, Danielle, next we went Bayou Bar Hopping.
My first spot on the list was Johnny Goldbrick at 2518 Yale Street. Second spot was Eighth Row Flint, which is a total staple, at 1039 Yale Street. And then last spot on Bayou Bar Hopping was BLT, Better Luck Tomorrow, at 544 Yale Street.
Still love that spot so much. I can't wait to go back. I literally forgot about it, Danielle, until you said BLT, and I was like, why do I know that? Why do I know that?
You
oh, my God. Literally so amazing. So make sure y'all check that out. And, of course, with Eighth Row Flint, that you get the queso dip and the nachos because it is freaking amazing.
The Hangry Girls made you do it.
Hangry Girls made you do it. Use the hashtag, y'all. All right, Danielle, then we did our cocktail of the week. And it, what was it called? It was Plum...
Plum Time Smash.
Plum Time. All I know is it has Prosecco in it, which is all we care about and the most underrated fruit of all time. And then, of course, if y'all have any questions like that, like the girl slid into Danielle's DMs asking about what area in Houston she needs to live in. Danielle's not just about food, y'all. She knows things about Houston in general. She's been here for...
6.5 years.
6.5 years. Man. And surprisingly, she has a life other
feels
than food.
Like
so.
Home to me.
Stop it. So if you have any questions or comments or there's restaurants or cocktails that you want us to feature on the podcast, please reach out and follow Danielle on Instagram at HangryHoustonian and myself at JessieWatt965. We want to give a huge shout out and thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Frazier. We want to say cheers to a brand new year of positivity. Thank you for sticking with us. And we will absolutely have some new amazing recommendations to give you this year on the show. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Cheers, guys.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Make sure to listen Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on CBS Sports Radio 650, 95.7 HD3, or on the radio.com app. Download it today.